across the United States, the promise of the future will be affirmed in the faces of young people, the children of America. In a few weeks, it will be graduation time again.
Sharon Elizabeth Binger.
Lane Nelson.
The appearance of achievement and success is there in the diploma.
For the subject of our commission's report is of strategic significance to our nation's present and future well-being.
But now a presidential commission has reported that the substance is often not there. The commission says the truth is in these shocking numbers. 13% of all 17-year-olds in the United States can't read well enough to cope with everyday life. 13%. Among minority youths, the figure may run as high as 40%. 23 million American adults are functionally illiterate by the simplest standards of reading, writing, and comprehension. That is about one out of every 10 persons. Nearly 40% of 17-year-olds cannot draw inferences from written material. Only one-fifth can write a persuasive essay. Only one-third can solve mathematics problems requiring several steps. The commission confirms the worst fears of millions of Americans, that more and more young people emerge from high school ready neither for college nor for work.
We really felt that the child was where we really, you know, what we should be discussing. Children are really our future, our hope. And without hope, I don't think I could go on, and then obviously civilization couldn't go on.
Mrs. Annette Kirk was the parent representative on the presidential commission. She is the wife of conservative writer Russell Kirk, and they live with their four children in Macosta, Michigan.
I realize that my children now are elementary and junior and senior high, and unless these curriculums are changed, my children are going to be victims of this whole educational apparatus. And so I cannot wait for years for everybody to sit around and think about things. I mean, some reform has to happen now because my children are going to be graduating and they will have missed it all.
But Troy was a strong city. Its walls were so high that no enemy could climb over them, and so thick and strong that no
one could break through. The Greeks have fled. The war is over. We are saved, they shouted. And
the bravest of the Greek heroes climbed into the wooden horse fully armed.
In their minds and in their voices is the story of the Trojan War. The deepest traditions of our past are handed to them, and they become our future, the children of America.
And pulled and pushed and dragged and tugged until at last the horse stood inside the city wall.
But the National Commission on Excellence in Education has reported now that this future is obscured by failures in the schools all across America. The amount of homework has decreased even as average student achievement has declined. Grades have risen in many cases without reference to real excellence in performance. The schools are allowing students to drift away from college preparation and vocational studies to easier general courses that dilute and devalue the content of school life. The best students are not going into teaching. Those who do become teachers are overburdened with educational method courses at the expense of the subjects they will teach. And teachers are not paid enough.
Twinties, and now there's not a two in the front. Let's scoot over a little bit, Tanya, and tell them what that is.
The commission concludes that children who do not attain the knowledge and skills to create their own future will have a darker future thrust upon them by others. Children like these at a suburban school in Westchester County, New York.
We want to address entire nation. We want to speak to all of America. And we would like to tell them that a poorly educated child is their responsibility as well as the responsibility of the parents. Because in the long run, we all pay the price.
Jay Summer was the only high school teacher on the commission. He is a language instructor in New Rochelle, New York, and he was the National Teacher of the Year in 1982. He is a survivor of the Holocaust.
I paid a terrible price for the ignorance of the world, for the Hitlers, and the only thing that keeps me going, and I am basically an optimist and have a great thirst for life. The only thing that keeps me going is that I understand that life is very precious, that life is very fascinating, that spring is fascinating, and winter is fascinating. And I think that all these things have come from education, from sensitivities that have to be awakened within us through learning.
Todas estas preguntas pueden contestarse. Clase, if you use a reflexive verb, it has a general meaning. Pueden contestarse, can be answered.
And these are the changes that the commission urged to promote a commitment to excellence in learning.
24 divided by...
There should be a stronger emphasis on a core curriculum of English, mathematics, science, social studies, and the understanding and use of computers, plus foreign languages for students headed for college. High school students should be assigned more homework. The school day should be an hour longer. The school year should be lengthened by 40 days. Salaries for teachers should be increased and should be based on performance and competition within each school system. And there should be loans, grants, and other incentives to attract outstanding people to the teaching profession. Parents should become more involved in the schools and set higher standards for their children.
Like some parents don't even care or something like that, that maybe like the skills will increase or something. When you go home, some people don't even care what's going on in school or anything.
You can tell when a teacher cares and when a teacher doesn't. If she takes time, he or she takes time to explain, go over with you, you know, not get upset if you don't catch the concept right away or something.
Whereas other teachers, I feel they lower my performance level. It's almost impossible for me to reach my potential in these classes. Because the teachers just, they just aren't pushing you.
The teachers who don't really spend that much time with any one student or have any real concern for any student, I don't think that helps at all because the student feels neglected. They feel as if, well, if they don't care, why should I care?
I know over the summer I was a person I know and he could barely read. I was talking to him. He was reading once and it was a shame he could, you know, struggling with, you know, not difficult words, very basic things.
Some prominent educators have challenged the commission report as exaggerated. Others cite studies showing that in the last 2 years there has been some improvement in reading and mathematics test scores. But most educators around the country have supported the broad findings and the recommendations, particularly concerning the need to improve the status of teachers in our society. The commission says that our society and its educational institutions have lost sight of the basic purposes of schooling. The children are the chief victims of that failure. Children like these at a rural school in Michigan.
No!
No!
We're talking about schools all across the board. We're not only talking about the inner city schools and the rural schools such as we have right here. We're talking about public schools and we're talking about non-public, private schools, independent schools, and sometimes even Christian schools too.
Oil. Soil.
Soil.
That was a spelling.
Commission member Annette Kirk was once a teacher herself.
I guess what I'd really like to say is that a child is made in the image and likeness of God, and that I really believe that, and that therefore we have a tremendous responsibility as parents and as educators to nurture and nourish the spirit of that child as well as his mind.
Jay Summer.
We slipped somewhere, that we overlooked the importance of education, and that in the past things were marching along their merry way, and somehow because America was living with such confidence in everything, that through that confidence we did all right in education.
Annette Kirk.
Where are we going? Because a society that has lost its ends or objects is decadent. And we hope that that's not our future.
I think of them as the most fascinating mystery in life. You look at a child and in it you can sort of sum up the entire reason for being.
If we're not as well educated to handle the future, you know, how are we going to deal with this?
You know, if things are declining and we are supposed to be the future, I would want to, you know, learn as much as I could.
They set sail for a train with 1,000 ships to rescue King Helen.
The Trojans were well prepared for battle. The gates of the city were defended by their bravest warriors.
In their minds and in their voices is the story of the Trojan War. The deepest traditions of our past are handed to them, and they become our future, the children of America.
Men built an enormous wooden horse. It was so huge that it could hold 100 armed men within its hollow belly.
The bravest of the Greek heroes climbed into the wooden horse, fully armed. They didn't go.